On the 29th of October, there was an explosion in the River State House of Assembly, and the impact of that explosion affected the integrity of the structure. And then there was an expert assessment that confirmed that the integrity of the structure can no longer stand the strength of the material, I mean the building. Therefore, advised that it be destroyed so that it does not take human life.
Does it have anything to do with the current dispute with the defected members of parliament?
No. It has nothing to do with it. Even the previous government had acknowledged that the building, which had not been maintained for 20 years, was in dilapidated state. And when this impact came, it destroyed the bond, the beams, and the major structures that are holding the building. It has nothing to do with the dispute, if there is any.
Why do you think this is happening in River State? I'm talking about the defection of the 27 members of parliament. Why is it happening?
Well, maybe the coincidences may look as if it has anything to do with the defection, but that is not the case.
So we understand the governor presented a budget today. Did he have a full session of the parliament?
Our estate law, the Constitution of Nigeria, says if Party A elects you into office and you decide to defect to another party, you lose your seat. So the 27 that left have declared their seats vacant. The speaker has already done that this morning, and then that gave a warranty for them to go on with the remaining number of persons who are members of the People's Democratic Party. That is the party that elected them.
So are you saying that the defected members have been replaced already?
The law says once you take that step, your seat is declared vacant. So, and the speaker has so announced that today. And it means that whatever it is, they will conduct by-election in the future.
In the meantime, the governor is left with a very small number of members of parliament.
Well, that's the number of persons who are legally expected to be there.